The 9-4 Giants host the 9-4 Lions in week 15. We're back with another episode of Crossfire. I'm Madeline Burke, joined by two guys who know a thing or two about success in Big Blue. Super Bowl champion Howard Cross, famous 58, two-time Super Bowl champ Carl Banks. Guys, let's jump right into it, shall we? The Giants' number one priority on defense against the Lions this week should be to collapse the pocket so Matthew Stafford cannot make plays on the run. Carl, what do you think about that?
I think you want to contain the pocket, not collapse it, because this guy will squirt out and he will make a big play down the field to who? It's not Stafford you worry about. It's his go-to guy, and that's Golden Tate.
I don't worry about Notre Dame receivers. Here's what I'm worried about. I'm more worried about Matthew Stafford. This kid finds a way to get out of the pocket, run around. You got to keep him in, like Carl said, contain, but you got to make sure he doesn't make any plays down the field late.
Well, I'll tell you what. Golden Tate is the guy who makes the plays. He just throws the ball. Tate gets open. He finds an opening, and he's the most explosive player in that offense.
I raise your Tate with a rabbit. I think Jack Rabbit will be able to cover Golden Tate no matter where he is on the field. I'm not worried about Golden Tate. I'm worried about Stafford. There are so many other guys on the field that can go into the scramble rule that move around. This seems to be a theme in the North. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers scrambling around, throwing the ball to somebody. And now you got Stafford trying to do the same thing. Keep him in the pocket. Keep him contained. Collapse it on him. Stop him.
He will be contained, and then you contain Golden Tate. If you can't contain him, you don't have no shot.
Well, Stafford is dealing with a bum finger on his throwing hand, but it didn't seem to stop him last week. We'll see how it goes in week 15 as the Giants host the Lions.